What's up, Flomies? I am so excited to be back with you again for another podcast. I did not get this recorded any earlier in the day. I've just done 11 hours of a clinic, but I feel like I'm not super yawny, so I'm not going to be bad for you guys to listen to. Today is a really important one, and I want to talk about why people fail. And this is going to be a really, really cool podcast. I have two books that I'm going to recommend for you guys. I'll go ahead and get that out of the way. I recommend Why People Fail. That is a really great book. And then I'm going to recommend another book called Start With Why. And those two books are what we're going to kind of base today off of and what I've learned from those. So let's get started. Okay, let's get started. So I feel like I have had a lot of failure in my life, and I've learned a lesson every single time. So if you've had a lot of failure and maybe you are having trouble getting past the fact that failure is a really big part of success, if maybe you just can't grasp that and you're still stuck in the, but I don't have the money, but I don't have the time, but I don't have the parents, but I don't have the buff. If you're still stuck there, I want you to start off with the book, The Obstacle is the Way. And I want you to go ahead and that's going to show you the reason that this has happened. It's going to show you why it's such a good thing. You know, every failure I've had, right down to when I broke my neck, and that was like this really tragic thing, why it was such a fortunate thing for me to go through because it put everything in perspective. And what it really did was it gave me a reason to have to light my fire again, because I almost like I had this like, you're gonna die, you know, it's gonna be really, really bad. This kind of gave me this renewed sense of, I'm not done yet. I'm just not done yet. And I want you guys to learn how to beat the odds. I think beating the odds is a big deal, and I want you guys to know failure is a part of your process. So why people fail, and I believe the main reason is because they have no idea why they're doing it in the first place. If you are trying to lose weight, or you're trying to be better, or you're trying to change your standard in any way possible, you are going to run into something where you run into a crossroads, and it may be just picking up a Snickers, putting down the Snickers, getting on the treadmill, waking up a little earlier, whatever those things are. What you're going to run into is a choice, and you're always going to have a choice. And the brain wants to make the easier choice. The brain always wants to make the choice that you've made in the past. So it's not that that's a good choice or a bad choice. It's going to make the choice it's the most familiar with. So if we're talking weight loss, for instance, if you've always gone into a gas station, it takes a lot more brain power for you to analyze labels, figure out what's around you, figure out what's Daniel approved, go around, pick up all these things, and then put the correct thing in your mouth, or simply to walk away. And the brain doesn't care whether it's the right thing or the wrong thing. The brain wants to get in the routine of doing whatever it is it wants to do. So if you can start training, it's really easy that we know that we walk in the gas station, we buy gas, we buy a water, and we buy a sugar-free Monster, and we walk out. It no longer seeks these things because it's got its eye on an ultimate prize. So when you are trying to find out what it is that you want so bad, I'm going to give you an example of this because a lot of times we go, I want to lose weight to be healthier. And for me, like that may be your burning passionate why as to why you want to lose weight. But for me, like just to be healthier, like that's not going to do it for me. I'm going to need something way stronger than that to actually motivate me if I'm being really honest with myself. So if I had two skyscrapers and I had a little 2x4 that ran in between those buildings, no net, I've got nothing to catch you. And if you guys have ever been to one of my clinics, you've heard me say this before. And in other podcasts, I've had examples of this. Now, I'm going to pay you $20 to go across this. You might die, and you're going to be put in a lot of pain, and there's going to be a lot of anxiety, and it's going to be a near-death experience. And you're going to wish you hadn't done it the entire time. But I'm going to give you $20 on the other side if you complete it all the way. If you get halfway, I'm not going to give you anything. But it's going to be death-defying and terrifying. How excited are you to go after that $20? Not very excited at all, right? Like I couldn't motivate you to do that for $100, for $1,000. Like it's just not enough. It's not enough for me to almost die. But if I put the thing that you cherish the most, picture your pets, your loved one, your children, and I told you, I'm going to push them off this building immediately if you don't get across here and save their life. How quickly could you get between those two buildings? If I put the thing you love the most at one side and I didn't offer you $1 to get to them, you would race across that board without a hesitation, without a moment's thought. You would be over that board on the other side. You wouldn't have thought about your pitfalls, that you might die, how nervous you are about it, that this is really a big sacrifice. You would have just done it. You would have died trying. So you have to have that same feeling about what it is that you're going after. If you want it that badly, you're not going to think about all the cravings or all the times that it takes you to get up in the morning, to go to that job interview, to put yourself out there in front of new people, to get on that dating app and try to go after your dating life again, to look at your credit card debt straight in the face because you know that you need to attack that. You're not going to do any of those things unless you really know why you're doing it. And what I want you to do is really think about what it is that would drive you. Really take your time today, like really think about it. What would it be that would get you to that ultimate place that you want to be with your job, with your school, with your finances, with your relationships, with your animals? Like, where do you really want to be? And when you think about how, what it is that could drive you, it may be something that you really hadn't given much thought. And I will tell you, the further away that something is, if I moved that skyscraper 2 acres away, the more chances you would have to give up along the way. So the bigger the goal, even though I want you guys to dream really huge, I do want you to work backwards. Where do you want to be in 5 years? Who are you? What kind of car are you driving? What kind of friends do you have? What does your family structure look like? What do your relationships look like? What does your bank account look like? If I were to work backwards, I'd go, okay, then what do you need to do this year to get closer to that 5-year goal? And then I would go, what do you need to do this month to make the year end up like that? And then I'll go, what do you got to do this week? So let's kind of work a little bit backwards. The girl that you want to be, the guy that you want to be, the person that you want to be in 5 years, what can you do tomorrow so that that person can get to where they need to be? What do you need to risk? What do you need to think about? So I want you to really, really think about it. And I want you to get out old-fashioned pen and paper, no notes, unless you're on a treadmill, you get a hall pass. But I want you to come back to this podcast if you don't have pen and paper. I want you to write it down. Tell me, I want to do blank because I would feel this way. And if I didn't achieve blank, I would feel this way. Fill in those blanks. And then I want you to write, I've failed before, ... It left me feeling blank, 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 and then fill that in. I've never felt success before, but if I felt success, it would feel like bam, 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 fill in those blanks. And that's what I want you guys to do today. I want you to really think about it. I want you to stretch your imagination. I want you to go there and realize that if you don't know why you're running across that wood plank, you're going to look down and go, this is too high. I want to go back to safety. So I hope that you guys really dig down and you can find the why of why you're doing anything. You may find out that you took a really safe position at a new firm, and what you really want to do is risk it all and follow a dream somewhere else where you're a painter or you're creating something. Or you may find out that safety maybe wasn't as fulfilling as what you really thought. And I encourage you guys to not to put yourself in a bad position. It's not what I want you to do, but risk a small sliver of your life to live it to the fullest. And I want you guys to really go after that. That was my message today in the clinic, was to, even if you're not willing to risk a giant part of your life, risk a little baby part of it. Risk an extra hour a day on something that's all yours, that's completely yours. Because when you follow your passion, you're inspiring your family, your friends, your children, your loved ones around you, your community, you're inspiring them to risk a little part of their life. I mean, somebody somewhere has got the cure for cancer if they would just risk it a little more. they're going to be an inspiration to their entire community if they risk a little more. Somebody's going to win a gold medal at the Olympics if they risk just a little bit more. This could be you. And I know that every single one of us has got something within us that's so uniquely us. So I hope you guys love the podcast today. I hope that it really moves you. I hope it inspires you to take a risk. If you guys are loving the podcasts, which I think you are, hit me up on all social media platforms and just let me know. Podcasts are really funny, so I'm not able to gauge it from the podcast to know if you guys are really loving these. So hit me up on YouTube comments, youtube.com/Fallon Taylor. Make sure and go watch the vlogs every day. I want you guys to hit me up on Twitter, comment on Instagram posts. Just let me know that you guys are loving these, that they are helping you. I need that so badly. And then the ultimate high five for me is you guys sharing this on your own social media pages, showing people how they can find the podcast, because just through you referring the podcast to someone else, you could be changing someone's life for the better and not even knowing it. So that's the ultimate high five. I love you guys. Have an amazing night, and I will talk to you very soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.